We're joined by father of two, Aaron Loop. And Aaron, I wanted to talk to you specifically today because fans still remember 2015 in the playoffs and the birth of your son and the drama around that. But before I get into that, Saturday afternoons, kids run the bases. I always see you out here with your daughter before the fans come down. A few Blue Jays get to run the bases with their kids. How much fun is that for you? How much do you enjoy that stuff?
I love it. Any chance you get to spend time with your kids and your family, and we get the chance to, like you said, come out here and run the bases on a big league field, which not many kids get to do, and I don't know if yet they realize exactly the privilege they have, but, you know, it's just nice to spend some time together.
People, I don't think, realize, I mean, we see the games every day and think of this glamorous lifestyle, and I'm not saying you guys have it tough because you guys have it great, but there's a lot of time apart from family. There's a lot of time away from kids.
Yeah, the time apart is definitely tough. Like you said, some guys like me are lucky enough that, you know, my family gets to come up here and stay in Toronto because my kids aren't in school yet, so I at least get to see them every homestand, and they say you grow stronger when you're apart, so hopefully that holds true.
With Aaron Loop here on Father's Day. All right, let's talk about 2015 in the playoffs. The Blue Jays are taking on the Texas Rangers. Brett Cecil's hurt, so you're the only lefty on the roster. And all of a sudden, you have to leave the team as well for a premature labor for your wife. Take us back to that and what it was like.
It was tough for me, you know. One, like you said, my wife's water broke early. We ended up having my son 3 months early, so it's kind of tough. Like you said, I was the only lefty, so I was needed, so it's kind of tough playing that balancing act of trying to manage your home life and your family, and at the same time, you want to be with the team in the playoffs. But you know, luckily for me, all my teammates were 100% behind my back and told me, you know, go take care of your family, get things squared away with that, and if you can get back and help us, then do it. And you know, I was able kind of go back and forth a little bit and mix and match when I need to, and ended up working out. And now, you know, thankfully he's basically caught up to where he should be, and he's a little monster, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was talking to Gibby inside before, and he called him a fireball. He says always running around and just a ball of energy, which is awesome.
Yeah, he's everywhere. He's night and day from my daughter. My daughter used to sit, kind of keep herself occupied by herself in one little area. Him, you put him down, he's gone. He's into everything. He's climbing and everything. But, yeah, no, he's doing really good.
So he would be about a year and a half now, maybe closing in on two in October. And when you say water broke early and then 3 months early, those are two very different things, right? First of all, she had to stay in Texas. What was it like down there as far as getting the care that she needed? And how long did it take until he was ready to travel?
Well, luckily, yeah, we stayed down there at Texas Arlington, the hospital. I mean, I can't say enough about that place. They took the best care we could ask for down there. We ended up being there. We had him October 20th, and I think we stayed there. We got home maybe a week before Christmas. We were able to fly back home, so he spent, what does I say, about two and a half months in the NICU, and we finally got to fly him back home. But he was still in the NICU for probably another 3-4 weeks once we got home. But he was able then around that time to be stable enough to transfer home, and made things a little bit easier. But yeah, I can't say enough about the people in Texas that took care of us, and you know, it was definitely an experience.
I'll bet it was, and one that I'm sure you're happy is over, but glad you went through in a place like that to get the care that he needed, and the fact that he's caught up before even two. I mean, that's really impressive.
Yeah, I can't say enough that we're lucky enough and blessed the way he was able to get through it and yeah, recover the way he did. And like I said, you never know now.
And now you can just worry about tying his right arm behind his back so he throws left.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll see about it, though.
All right, Aaron, thank you for this. Happy Father's Day. Meaningful, more so because of what you've gone through. But for all of us out there with kids, I mean, that's really, it's a heck of a story. And I'm glad everything's great. Enjoy him. Enjoy your daughter. And enjoy the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Happy Father's Day to you, too.